friends! Do you love to travel and learn about new places and things? Great! Then you are in the right place! Join Jasmine the Cat and Gracie the Tortoise as they have fun exploring the USA, the world, and beyond.
Hello, friends! It's Jasmine, the Jazzy Gray Cat, here with my bestie Gracie, the super smart tortoise. Say hi, Gracie.
Greetings, my good friends. Gracie here. I'm so glad you joined us today, because we are in Ghana, which is located in West Africa. It's surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean and three other countries.
Gracie, did you know that Ghana was not always called Ghana? It used to be called the Gold Coast. This is because there is a lot of gold here. I hope I find some.
That's right. When traders from Portugal came here in 1471, they saw that the people were wearing gold jewelry. Soon people from many European countries were coming here to find gold. Eventually, Ghana became part of Great Britain. When it became an independent country in 1957, the name was changed from the Gold Coast to Ghana.
I love gold jewelry. It goes so well with my fur. The weather will be nice and warm here because Ghana is close to the equator or the middle of the earth. As a matter of fact, Ghana is the country that's closest to the center of the earth.
How exciting to be right at the middle of the earth. The land of Ghana has both rainforests and savannas. In the northern savannas are those baobab trees.
I remember them. They're those funny-looking trees that look like they're planted upside down. You can eat the fruit, which is called monkey bread, because monkeys eat it. It looks like big green pea pods hanging down from the tree. The fruit is very good for you because it has lots of vitamin C. But that's not all. People also use the baobab tree to make barrels from its trunk and rope and clothing from the bark. I wonder if the clothing is itchy. On hot days, you can read a book in the shade. Maybe I need this tree at home.
They are very useful trees, but get very big. I'm not sure our yard is big enough. Now, back to Ghana. The capital and largest city is Accra. The name Accra means ants because there are many anthills around the city.
Okay, we better be careful if we're going to have a picnic.
Good idea. Let's start here in the capital of Accra. We must not miss Independence Gate, also called Black Star Gate, because it celebrates Ghana's independence.
I want to go to the Center for National Culture. This place is full of beautiful crafts that people create. I would like to get some of the kente cloth I see people wearing. It's the traditional cloth of Ghana and is so bright and colorful.
The word kente means woven or basket. The woven pattern is made from strips of silk and cotton and looks like a basket. At first, only the royalty could wear it, but now it's for everyone. Each pattern has its very own name.
The cloth is so beautiful. I like this one with pink, green, and yellow. How about you, Gracie?
I believe this yellow, red, and green pattern will go nicely with my shell.
You know, Gracie, I've heard that there are castles in Ghana, but I'm not sure that I want to visit them. They are not the kind where princesses live.
That's right, Jasmine. A very sad part of Ghana's history is slavery. Cape Coast Castle was once a Swedish slave trading post. This is one of about 40 slave castles or fortresses that were built in Ghana by European traders.
It doesn't look like a castle either. Not very fancy. No round turrets or gold. Just cannons.
That's right. It started out as a log fort and then was made bigger. Inside are small rooms called dungeons where the people were kept before they were put on slave ships. As they left the castle, they would go through the door of no return. Now, we tour the castle to remember and honor the people who became slaves.
You're right, Gracie. We need to remember what happened here so that these people are not forgotten.
Before we leave, let's spend some time on the beach. Look at the fishermen in their colorful wooden canoes, bringing the fish to shore for people to eat.
I see lots of children having fun playing and swimming in the ocean. I'm hungry. Time for a snack.
I'm going to try some new foods here.
In Ghana, plantains and cassavas are very popular. Plantains are kind of like a banana, and cassavas are like potatoes.
Many meals are served with mashed up plantains and cassavas called fufu, the national dish.
I am going to try fufu. I just love that name. Can you say it with me, friends? Fufu. Yes, great job.
How about if we try it with red? This is beans cooked in tomato sauce with lots of spices, such as chilies, garlic, and ginger. It comes with fried plantains.
Both are so yummy. I'm stuffed.
Well then, let's explore Kakum National Park to walk off our lunch. Kakum National Park is mostly rainforest. All kinds of animals live here, like leopards, hornbills, monkeys, flying squirrels, and African gray parrots.
We need to try the canopy walk, Gracie. This walk is made up of 7 rope bridges, and we will be high up in the jungle where the monkeys and birds live.
Oh my, this bridge really shakes and wobbles. We better hold on tight.
It sure does. And it's a great place for butterflies. Over 650 different kinds of butterflies like to live here. Ooh, I see a giant swallowtail with its pretty black and yellow wings. It's 8 inches across. Did you know that butterflies taste with their feet? That's funny.
Yes, I did know that. I also see a calypso caper white. Such a lovely bright white, with black and gray dots on the outside edge of the wing.
I love butterflies, but I'm glad we didn't see any of the poisonous snakes that live here. There are cobras and puff adders and those pythons that like to squeeze instead of bite.
I agree. Now that we've explored Ghana, I believe it's time to go. What kind of jokes do you have today?
Butterfly jokes! How do you get rid of butterflies in your stomach?
By being brave?
No, you stop eating caterpillars.
Ah, I'll remember that. My turn. How do insects swim?
I know, with the butterfly stroke. Very funny. My favorite place was getting the kente cloth. How about you?
My favorite place was Kakum National Park and being in the top of the rainforest. How about you, friends? What was your favorite place? Don't forget to tell someone you love.
That's right. And come back next week for South Africa. Bye now. Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, my dear friends. See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining Jasmine and Gracie on their adventure today. Come back next week for the next one.
Hello, everybody. It's Gwen here. If you want to know more about the places we visited, just go to our website, jasmineandgracie.podbean.com, and go to the sources page, and you can find out all about the great places that we visited. See you next week. Bye-bye.